like a sinking storm. My name is Marion Farrow, and you've been listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford. All right, that was a set of local songs. Let me see. First, the Nervous Eaters with Loretta from, and they will be playing Friday night at Out of the Blue 2 Gallery in Cambridge, Mass. Also on the bill at the Out of the Blue 2 Gallery in Cambridge on Friday night is State of the Union, who you heard with Lost in Tokyo from the 2014 album True. State of the Union evolved from Police State, which formed in 1981. Played around the local scene till breaking up in the early 90s, got back together in 2012, and in 2014 recorded this album with David Minahan. Then you heard the Devil's Twins from their brand new disc, American Noir Volume 1, which just came out a couple of weeks ago. Their album release show at the Sinclair in Cambridge. Great show and great new material from them. It's got a pretty cool album package, too, with a noir movie look on the cover photo and a cool little package inside. And it's kind of like disguised as a movie DVD. Oh, it's a CD. And from that album, you heard New Orleans. Then you heard another brand new song from Bad Marriage, A Long Way Down. These guys are such great songwriters, great players, too. And the set ended with a local band, Highway Chapel, with a brand new song called Nobody's Crying, which includes some pretty nifty guitar. They play Americana, roots, blues, rock and roll, and have members who are in James Strait and the Wide Stance. And Highway Chapel will be playing Saturday night at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville.
You shook me, baby.
That was Led Zeppelin, You Shook Me, from the BBC Sessions. And that leads us to Serious Guitar Time, a little earlier than usual today, but that's okay. I've got another tune from the brand new album from Robin Trower. This is Bitten by the Snake from Time and Emotion. The band's a trio, and Trower also does the vocals. He was in Procol Harum in the 60s, started a successful solo career in the 70s, and he's now 72 and still sounds great. So here's Robin Trower.
Thank you. got the mind.
All right, there was some serious guitar time for you, and I did some usual ones and some that I don't play that often. First was new Robin Trower album, Time and Emotion, that was Bitten by the Snake. After that, new material from Black Country Communion, which was Collide from their new album BCC4, which will be released in September 22nd. I don't have any other songs yet. I will be playing them when I get them. And you heard Jeff Healey with Mood Swing from Heal My Soul, his lost album of 12 unreleased tracks he'd recorded in the late 90s, and it was released last year. Healey was a blind Canadian blues and jazz guitarist and vocalist, began playing guitar at age 3, played with the guitar lying flat in his lap. He was around particularly in the 80s and 90s. The Jeff Healey Band also recorded the soundtrack for the movie Roadhouse and appeared in the movie as the house cover band. Sadly, Healey died of lung cancer in 2008 at the age of 41. And the set ended with Nick Johnston, a Canadian guitarist who started playing guitar when he was 14 and got sick of playing hockey. So he went to the guitar. Calls his music atomic rock. It's in his 20s, and it's his fourth solo album, Remarkably Human, came out a year ago. Gavin Harrison and Brian Bella were on the album. And the song you heard was Hyper Giant. And the great thing is Nick Johnston is going to be in town. He's on a bill with a couple of other guitarists, I believe a week from Thursday night at, why am I forgetting where that is? Oh, man. Why am I forgetting? I don't write something down. I don't remember. But in any case, he'll be in town. I am looking forward to that one. Absolutely. Now, let's see. What else do I have for you? Something from the Godfathers, that new album of theirs, Big Bad Beautiful Noise. Godfathers formed in London in 1985, and you may remember their song Birth, School, Work, Death from the 88 album of the same name, and they released a number of albums before breaking up in 2000, reformed in 2008, released a new album in 2013 and another this year with some lineup changes along the way. So this is the Godfathers with Poor Boy's Son.
Yeah. I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your way. But that's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
That woke a few people up, I guess, huh? Nice loud song. Okay, we heard, did I put that in? I did, right? Yes. We heard, oh, by the way, I played Nick Johnston, the Canadian guitarist, in the last set. And yes, he's going to be at once in Somerville a week from Thursday. Then you heard The Godfathers with Poor Boy's Son from the new album, Big Bad Beautiful Noise. That involved work too, I guess. Didn't realize it before. Then you heard Stoned Elements for Me and Being from Germany with Change from the CD Stoned Law. The songs on that disc are in English, and they have a second CD, Kein Fragen, with songs in German. Then you heard A Blast from the Past, Western Union by Five Americans. Anybody have that single? I might have it, but I'm not sure. Single made it to number 5 on the charts in 1967, and the song was on their second album, Western Union Sound of Love. Band had a number of singles and 4 albums between 65 and 69, and then when they broke up. Let's see. Yes, after that you heard, that was the next song was for Walter, that was Army of Anyone with Goodbye from the self-titled album in 2006. Unfortunately, it was their only album, but probably because they were all already in other bands. It was Richard Patrick from Filter, Dean and Robert DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots, and Ray Luzier from Korn. Great song, though. The whole album was really good. Then, to finish out the show, you heard Motorhead with the Ace of Spades, which is the best of Motorhead's, where I got it from. Great song. I just bummed out to hear it. It's being used on a Kia commercial. I kind of bummed out to hear that. I love the song, but not in a commercial. In any case, it's